You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Sander Bean, who owns and runs Thought Horizon, a B2B social selling consultancy based on principles he learned while working for a major telecom provider for the past 17 years. He is also the author of the new book, The 30-Year Paycheck, Destruction and Redemption in Corporate America. Sander, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me on today. Great to be here.
Man, great to have you. So first of all, for starters, with so many horror stories of life inside the cubicle walls of corporate America, what possessed you to write the 30-year paycheck and take on some of the big questions of how we work in corporate America and what is wrong with it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I've been working for about 23 years in a corporate environment, and you know, all the problems, the things that would happen to me, the uncaring bosses, the difficult quota plans, the processes and procedures that seemed to make no sense. I thought it was all just me or the company I was working for that I was the only person that was up against these things. But it was funny, as I traveled, because I was in sales and I would travel some, and I travel around the country, and as I would sit, you know, at the airport and listen to people's conversations, you kind of always eavesdrop on someone who's talking on the phone. And to hear conversations there or listen to people as they were checking in at a hotel or at a client site, I started hearing more or less the same types of complaints coming from everybody that I would talk to in these conversations I would overhear. And as I kind of worked my way through it, I started to figure out a few things on, you know, how to sort of beat this, how that, you know, we don't have to take this as just the way it's going to be, that I'm just going to have an uncaring boss, or I'm not going to be able to do what it is that I want to do inside of my career, and I just better, you know, learn how to take it, or I'm going to have to face a layoff every single year, and there's nothing at all that I can do about it, I'm completely helpless. I started to, you know, sort of figure a few things out. And it culminated in one day, and I said, you know what, I think I'm going to write a book on this. And so I decided to do that. And I decided also that I'd put it into a narrative format so that it kind of goes through a story of a real human being who's actually myself, who you know, these things happen to, and talk about, you know, certain situations, make it lively as far as being an actual situation, but offer some suggestions, some ways that things might be improved.
Your premise follows the narrative of a fictionalized character from graduation from a prestigious university to a dead-end career in sales and ultimately to some interesting conclusions about life and career. Why did you choose the method to tell your story, and how does it underline the problem and solutions that you offer?
Yeah, I think, well, one thing I've noticed is that people tend to understand and think in terms of story. And, you know, there's a lot been written about this. And if you look at Malcolm Gladwell, a lot of these guys out there talking, you know, they often will talk about, like, oh, you need to bring it into story to really cement home, you know, what, and help people understand, you know, what it is you're trying to say. The other thing, I mean, I just sort of looked at what I would say the overall deplorable state of many business books these days. And while I think there's a lot of great ideas out there right now, I'm reading Zero to One, and I think there's lots of wonderful things out there, but I think that what a lot of these books miss is just making them a good read. I think that, you know, people try to put things in terms of making it bullet points or having just, you know, three snappy reasons to do this or to understand that. And I think that it really undersells, you know, what the public wants. People want a good read. People want a good story. And I decided that that's what I wanted to do as well. And I didn't want to turn this into something that was just, hey, here are, you know, three ways to improve your life kind of thing, because I don't think life is that simple. I think life's much more complicated than that. And I really wanted to give a broader picture and a more rich description of what it is that we all face inside of our careers each day.
Ultimately, who are you hoping will read this book? It doesn't read like an organizational sciences MBA textbook, does it?
No, so it doesn't read that way necessarily, but I do have a couple target audiences in mind. First of all, I'm hoping that this will be of interest for anybody who's spent any time inside of a corporation, and that's many of us. While not everybody's worked for a large corporation or even in a corporate environment for that matter, I think if you look inside, you know, the American demographics, you'll find a vast number of us have. And anytime you have a conversation with those people, you start hearing things like, you know, I'm worried, I don't know what to do, we're going to have another layoff this year, I'm not sure, you know, whether I'll be employed anymore. People feeling afraid and worried for their jobs, or worried about like how to deal with situations with a boss or with a reorganization that they might be facing. So, you know, that's primarily the people I was hoping to reach with the book. But I also spent a little bit of time in the book talking to what organizations need to do to change. So I spent a good bit of time talking about what individuals need to do, how we need to sort of lift away from the things that we fear, to be a little bit braver, you know, to keep our dreams and our hopes, aspirations in mind over perhaps, you know, an almighty paycheck, and be able to go after what it is we want in order to have a fulfilling career. But I also felt that businesses themselves need to change to a certain extent. We live largely in a corporate environment that is the remnant and leftover of many years of industrial revolution thinking, kind of command and control. We have to have a process and have to have a hierarchy in place in order to keep everybody in line to do what they need to do. But, you know, the world's shifted. We live in an information society now, where everybody can have access to all the information basically all the time. So how does that change things, and how should that change our notion of wanting to have a hierarchy to keep control of things? It's really no longer necessary, and really I believe that the corporate environment or corporate organizations need to completely rethink how it is that they're handling management employees, specifically sales employees or anybody who's doing an internal function inside of a company.
Today we're joined by Sander Bean, the author of the new book, The 30-Year Paycheck, Destruction and Redemption in Corporate America, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sander, what change would you like to see in businesses and employees as a result of reading this book?
Yeah, the number one change is I think that people need to think a little bit more broadly about what it is that they're doing and what their role is in keeping the hierarchies in place and kind of keeping us all in a form of stagnation. You know, one of the things that I hear constantly from CEOs and people on the top deck is they would hope that there would be more innovation coming from the rank and file inside of their organization. But the strange thing is, if you talk to the rank and file, and I lived in that environment for over 20 years, I had lots of great ideas. I had lots of wonderful innovation, but it seemed like every time I would bring that innovation up, it would get crushed either, you know, at the level above me, or over time that people would shout it down because it was just something new. It didn't fit in to the situation and the organization as it existed. And I think that we both, from both sides of this equation, we need to come together and understand how important this innovation is. That if we're going to survive as a species, we're going to need to do completely new things. Not just a matter of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, you know, when life gets tough inside of a marketplace. We're going to actually have to change and do things completely differently than the way they're done today. So I would really hope that people would become a little bit more free and open with what it is that they have to offer from a gift and talent perspective, and not be afraid to put that forward, even if it means that might put them in some sort of jeopardy in the job that they're in today. Because ultimately, we're really talking about a career, and you know, if we go one step below that, we're actually talking about a life and a lifetime. And it's just not worth it to spend a lifetime trying to figure out how to earn 30 years worth of a paycheck. There's got to be a little bit more to this thing. And not only do people need that for their own self-fulfillment, I believe that that's something that's going to be crucial for all of us going forward and bringing that innovation that's going to help us as a society, as a species, survive.
Most definitely. Lastly, you have a day job as the CEO of a social media consultancy, as I mentioned earlier. How does all that fit together?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, really, the innovation that I was working on when I was at the large telecommunication company and decided to branch out was around social media. So that was something that I kind of came across that I wanted to do, and I've really faced a lot of uphill battles in making it happen inside of my company. As a matter of fact, it's an interesting story because I actually offered what it was that I wanted to do as a business internally to my company. And, the company just wasn't able, for a lot of the reasons I just spoke about, from a hierarchy perspective, just an innovation perspective, able to swallow it. They weren't able to figure out how to make that happen internally. And, I turned externally with the idea, and it was like being pulled by a boat, a boat on water skis. I just got yanked out of the water, and I've been kind of sailing along ever since. But the interesting thing about it is, so I consult on, business-to-business sales organizations looking to modernize and innovate using social media to capitalize on that in that channel in order to make sales. What I talk to my clients and when I talk to my clients' sales forces is I'm sort of opening them up to this notion in general of innovation, of change, of being open to do new things. And what I found is that, the customers that are attracted to me and the places where I have the most impact are people who just overall want to see change. So this ends up being like an aspect of change, but really change is a much broader thing. Change is the notion that, we can be something completely different, that we can go from what we are today to, something that nobody would conceive of us being. We're not talking about just making incremental jumps. We're talking about making, wholesale changes in the business model. So that's kind of how the two things relate to one another. And, I've been talking a lot with my clients about just overall change, and it's something that I've begun to consult on as well, not just in the social media side of things.
Well, it certainly has been good to connect with you. And, of course, our listeners would love to know where they can get more information about the book and where they can make the purchase.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. The way to reach the best way to get the book is to go on Amazon. And if you type in my name, Sander Bean, or you type in the 30-year paycheck, it's right after when you get the 30-year, then it's going to say war. But you want to type in paycheck, and then you'll find the book. Or if you want more information or read some of my blogs and find out kind of what the book's going to be about and that type of thing, you can go to my website, which is www.thought-horizon.com.
Well, easy enough. Sander, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate your time today, too.
Well, thank you. And we've been speaking with Sander Bean, the author of the new book, The 30-Year Paycheck, Destruction and Redemption in Corporate America. Sander owns and runs Thought Horizon, a B2B social selling consultancy based on principles he learned while working for a major telecom provider for the past 17 years. And once again, the website of reference is thought-horizon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.